pointed out that the sugya of Ben Sera Meir begins with defining the age of the Ben Sera Meir. That will lead us into a deeper understanding of how Kadnus and Godless works. But the point that we focused on, that the Gemara, the Mishnah says that Ben Sera Meir could not be a katan, could not be before the age of Chiyuv Mitzvahs, of Das, Sheloi Bo Lechlal Mitzvahs. Gemara pointed out that when the Amiram asked for a makor for katan minolam, and the Gemara rejected the question by saying that it's a Mefurish Mishnah, and why, and number two, why should this parsha be different than any other parsha? So the Gemara says that because the last mishnah of the sugya, last mishnah of the sugya, Ben Sera Meir, which points out the uniqueness of the parsha, that Nidon al Shem Sofo, Yomus Zakai Val Yomus Chayiv, that since that is the understanding Chazal had of the parsha, so therefore the requirement of Godless is unnecessary. Gemara says, so that's why we need to have a special limud to teach us that the parsha of Ben Sera Meir applies only to a gadol. And then the next step that we'll discuss tomorrow with Hashem is a specific period of time in Godless. So the question that we had is, but that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah seems to say that it is the overarching principle in halacha that the mitzvahs are not addressed to a katan. It's that principle that determines that Ben Sera Meir could not be a katan. That was the kasha we pointed out. Opening kasha was, why is it when Chazal say that Ben Sera Meir begins only with Godless, so why do Chazal point this out to us? Well, is this the principle in Kol HaTorah Kula, which the Mishnah seems to say, or is it a special limud? Gemara says it has to be a special limud. Why? Because Nidon Hashem Sofer. The Mishnah says, no, it's the overarching principle of Shelo Balach Al Mitzvahs. So that's what we pointed out, that both have to be correct. There has to be the Ptur Katan, I wouldn't call it a Katan Minolan Depater, has to be for two reasons. That's the only way you can resolve the sugya. But now we'll say it in a little bit a broader way. The only way that you can make the Mishnayos consistent, as you're learning Mishnayos, and the first Mishnah says that the katan poter sheloi bolach lal mitzvahs, that means it's an oynish. As the Gemara clearly says, heicha ashkon de oynish akosov, dochel boye, kara. Well, the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis says not an oynish. Nidon al Shem Sofer. The Brisa that explains the Mishnah says hayatochein that v'chim b'vnei she'och al zeh tartim ha'boser v'shos l'chatzi lo yayin omra tera yetzel ha'bezen l'isokel. So the Mishnais themselves, if we don't say this chiddush, that there are two components in the halacha ben Sera Meir, one, that he is being nenash, and for what he did, and he is being killed for what we're afraid he will do. If we don't say this idea, I mean, I'm saying it's a nice thing, it's a chiddush, just an observation. So number one, you can't explain the Gemara's part in the Mishnah. But even going beyond that, the echreyach to say this is because otherwise the Mishnayos are inconsistent. The first Mishnah says, Shalei bolach lal mitzvahs. Second Mishnah says, Dino shem saifoi. So the only way to make the Mishnayos consistent is to say that there are attacking two components. There's an oinesh for what was done, and then there's the need in Hashem Seifoy. Right? And then we put this into a broader perspective. And that is that even the parsha of need in Hashem Seifoy, there are two parts to need in Hashem Seifoy. And if we look at the broader picture of need in Hashem Seifoy, Rashi says that when the roideif, a roideif of a nar murasa, a roideif achar chaveir achar azachar, that when the Torah says matzilin oson bin nafshon, that's kidei lahatzil minu aveira. That has nothing to do with an oynish of what's happened. Person is roideif achar azachar nitin lahatzil bin nafshon. Why lahatzilin? It's a misa lahatzil. Yomus zakev al yomus chay. The mission develops it. It's a principle. It's very hard for a Westerner, an American, to appreciate, and that's why the Mishnah spends many lines to develop this idea. And we have to be ma'amik in order to understand it better. Not going to understand it the first day of the sugya. It's a jarring concept for us. Yom zakev al yom chayev, right? The nidin al shem seifer. We're a basher. Our mother's milk is basher usham. Rashi by Yishmael. So to have a whole sugya, which is not a basher usham sugya, it takes time for us to wrap our minds around it. But that's part of the limud. Part of the limud is to drosh v'kabel schar, is that it's a difficult sugya in principle, and by understanding it with greater depth, so we'll understand a parsh in chumash, which is a counterculture, but nevertheless an emistic, an emes. Then you have the being the halacha of a roideif lahorgoi. So the roideif lahorgoi is getting abom achteres. And why is he getting killed? So primarily because habo lahargocha hashkeim lahorgoi. Primarily because you're saving your own life. Why do I use the word primarily? Why not solely? Because what?
There's an element of punishment as well.
There's something there, right? Because it's habol hargacha, right? He's done something. He's bol. Why don't we tell the person? What's the? Again, we're running ahead. We'll get back. We'll get to the sugya mitzvah. Habol hargacha hashkim. Why? Why is hashkim lahargoy? Why? No.
Save yourself.
No. Sorry. Why is above machteris? Sorry. Why is above machteris? He's a thief. He's a burglar. Why are you allowed to kill him? Because what?
For yourself,
but when? Go ahead. Show that he's prepared to die. If the Baal Bos is Oymer al Mamoinoi, right? And there's the, you have to connect the dots. He's a burglar. He wants your laptop, right? So why can I kill him? Because he knows that if I'm going to defend my laptop, right, then he's willing to take me out for it. So don't defend your laptop. They run away. Give it to him. Gift wrap it. So two Jews will live. It's a strange thing, no? So why did we say Hashkim Lahargoy? He's not coming with a gun. If he gets his money, he'll leave peacefully. So you see, there is an element of Einish. He has to put himself in that position already. Right? So now we come to the sugya. So again, we are familiar with an oynesh based in achiyav misa skila. All the other forms of skila before ben sermer anidin al shem masha ovar. The sugya of that's the seventh parak. The eighth parak is misa al shem osid. Right now, misa shem osid primarily is going to be hatzola, to save the person from living from doing a terrible chait. Nidin al shem seifoy. Nidin al shem seifoy. We have to look at the sugya more carefully. Is Nidin Hashem Soifai? Pashas says Yomus Zakai Val Yomus Chayiv. Pashas, there's an element of Atzala over here. We don't want this person to go to the better the guy should go to the El Me'emes Zakai than go to the El Me'emes Chayiv. Right? So we're being Matzilim. If we're being Matzilim, the Gemara says, so why are we waiting until he becomes a Gadol? Take him out, he's a cotton. What does it matter? So Gemara says, so Yotzimi Zeh, Lomdim Bikan, Vais Tachos, you see that there has to be two elements over here in Ben Tzor Gemara. Number one, he's done something for which he's Chayiv. Number two, he's Chayiv Misa for what he is going to do. And that's what we pointed out in the Sugya. So now, again, this principle, that there is an element of Oynesh and an element of Atzala. That the Parsha Ben Tzor Gemara brings together the two Parshas of Chayiv Misa. So that we've shown from, in order for the Mishnah to be consistent, that we've shown from the Lashon, the language, the Dika Lashon of Samech Ches Amud Beis. Then we said you could see this also Merumaz in the language of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Because Ayin Beis Amud Aleph says, V'chi mipnei sha'achal zeh tatim abosir v'shos sechatzi lug yayin otalki omra torah yetze lebezen lisokel. The Gemara is bothered by the Chi of Misa. The Gemara doesn't say, Malkin oisai. V'chi mipnei sha'achal zeh tatim abosir v'shos sechatzi lug yayin otalki nenosh. But what's bothering the Tanoim is yetze lebezen lisokel. Is that a gevaldik diok in which you could build up? No, because you could say, that's halacha. It's according to halacha. Right? So you can't say it's a gvaldig adiyuk. You wouldn't be able to build a vort net. But once you've built the idea based on the mishnayos, based on the diyuk haloshen, so then you can say this is taka what's going on in the sugi as well. Then we said that look at the Rambam. So the Rambam says ben soir umara. Ha'omer b'atayru perik zanalachal. Harvein is Sparsha boy skila, right? And we're going to have to come to understand why the Rambam puts together his mamrim halacha of the keich abezin azokin mamre kibud aveim and ben saramara. Interesting, and that's the almost the wrap up of the ad chazok. V'loy onash hakosav elam kein hizir. V'loy onash hakosav elam kein hizir. So you see the Rambam understood this then, and then the Rambam says later on, "Lay onash hakos of katan shelo b'chol mitzvos." Ben Sarah Moira, how are you? Kachol haruge beizin. So now that we have to understand, so now we're on to step two. So what did the Ben Tzor Gemara do for which he's Chayiv Oynesh? Right? The Rambam says, Le'onash Elam Kein Hizkir, his here. So that's the sugya, that's the line in Dav Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. I made a mistake in our comments, I apologize, one of the most annoying things is to have a wrong Maramokim. A wrong Maramok is more annoying than a non-Maramok. So I apologize. I apologize. I'll be mindful of me. It's a Semach Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, the Gemara says, As Hora Levin Sarah Mara Minayin. Where's the lav? So right away we see that Homa Alch is correct. But that's why the Gemara should answer and should say, Nidan al Shem Soifai. Right? So you also understand now why Rabbi Anasi discusses the cut, the age first. Because discussing age first establishes this principle for us that he was over something, that he's near Nashon something. As Sarah will live in Sarah Minayin, Talmud Loimar, Loi Seichlu al Adam. Alright? The Omer Be'Ovid, Barachin, Loi Seichlu al Adam is a classic Lav Shebech Lolos. Because the Loi Seichlu al Adam includes many, many other halachas. For example, the halacha that one should not eat before davening. It may be an asmachta. It might be the pasuk leisoichlu al adam. Leisoichlu al adam. The Gemara darshins that a person cannot have basar kodshim if the blood has not yet been fully sprinkled. Leisoichlu al adam is a drasha that there's no sudas havra faruge beizdin. So the leisoichlu al adam, as this Gemara indicates, has person cannot, Gemara has, Oichel min abheim ha-koidim shetetzei nafsha. Leisoichel al adam. So, the Gemara has a Sanhedrin that paskin chi of misa cannot eat for the rest of the day. So the Gemara says, all leisoichel al adam. Then the Gemara says, this also is the drosha for Ben Saramur. We'll get to the sugya. This Gemara says there's no malchus for leisoichlu al adam, but we know the yisru oisem means he gets malchus. So that we'll have to discuss. Where's the chi of malchus coming in to a ben seremar? The Gemara says mefurish no chi of malchus. Machlekes Rambam Rabban. We'll get to it. But you see from this Gemara that he's over on something. He's over on leisoichlu al adam. In other words, the Gemara darshins another limud from leisoichlu al adam is also to eat something if eating that will bring one to a possible ma'aser ritzicha. The Gemara says that the Gemara says that leisoichlu al adam, since a person in that age he eats chatzi lo yayin v'tatima boser, he steals it from his father. So ultimately, that kind of a person will become nimshach achar chilos, will end up getting addicted to the habit, and they'll end up having to steal and kill people. So there's an iser to do that ma'isa chile, seichel al adam, seichel al adam. Now Rashi is a different lashon. Rashi says lo seichel al adam, lo seichel al chilos shetehargeyu oleha. Don't eat something which could end up that you become chayiv misa and basin because of it. It's the same idea. It's the nusach is slightly different. Heichon hizir leisoichel adam leisoichel achila mevia lidei shvichos damim. Rambam's lashon is it's the same halacha. Don't eat. There's an iser to have a maisa achila, which could end up leading to Shvichas Damim. Ben Sarah Moira.
You doing Shvichas Damim or Shvichas Damim happening to you?
It's a Rambam sounds like the eater doing Shvichas Damim. Right. So the Minchas Chinuch has a nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Ben Sarah Moira Bizman Azeh. Ben Sarah Moira Bizman She'ain Bezdin She'ain Bezdin. So according to them, if you have a child who would eat a chatzilay, who would drink chatzilay yayin, he'd learn the Mishnah, and he would say, "Let's try to dramatize the Mishnah. Let's have a play for the Shiva Ketar or something." He does the figures out. He steals from his father. Meets some other place. Doesn't have a chesedus mitzvah. He does something, right? And he works it out to see what is this ben tzorim vara, like an art scroll chumash. Right? He wants to show how this is done, right? He does the video or something. So would there be an Easter of ben? Would he be over this lav? So Chassidus says the machlokes is Rambam Rashi. According to Rashi, you cannot be over the lav b'zman she'ein beizdin, because he could never get killed for this. But according to Rambam, he could be over, because this maisa could lead to shvichus damim. Just a nuance of the, again, it's not that a tangent, but that's the minchas chinos nafkemin between the two lashonos. Right, but then, so what are we pointing out? We're pointing out that the Gemara says that there was a maisa done, that ben tzorim vara did a maisa. The maisa was a maisa that is worthy of oinshin. Heichon, he's there, leisechol adam, leisechol achila mevili, leishichos damim. Vizu achilas ben tzorim vara. Sheinenerag ela al achila muchu eres sheochal. Sheinemar zoylel vesoyvei. Rambam, how do I know how did Chazal know that it was the Maisa Achila? Because the Chumash says Zoylel V'soyve. Zoylel means he was a glutton. Right? What's the word for it? An English word for a person who drinks?
Drunk.
No, that's the person that's drunk. Was that? No, it's another word.
Someone who drinks.
There's a glutton for drinking. There's another word for it in English. Something,
Irish.
They feel it. They feel it. Damen. Zuh achilas ben sarah marish. Ein a nerag. Ela al achilas mucheres ochal. It's an achila muchu eres. So Chazal understood. Again, what's the Gemara saying? What's the Rambam pointing out? How did Chazal come to this conclusion? In Samach Yimud Aleph, because the Torah says Zoylel V'soyve. The Torah says that B'neinu Zeh, what it was a terrible thing they did, he ate in such an ugly fashion. It was over on the lav of L'Seuch Al Adam. That's how Gemara figured out. The Yad Ramah quotes the Yerushalmi that says it's in Isser Geneva. He was over Maisa Geneva. That's in the Yad Ramon later on in the parrot. You remember? But that's what the Rambam is going out of his way to point out, how the Bavli came to this conclusion. The Yad Ramon writes, V'kaimlun le'onash elam kein hizir, v'al korchecha belav digneva koi kro. Why? Because it says Zoylel V'soyve Einenu Shemeya B'kol Ovikolimoi. So that's the Yerushalmi. All right, again, we'll get into it now for now. Good. Had some questions. Michael.
Do you have to say that there's a machlokes between the between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, or could you say that what the Bavli is saying is that which turned, meaning the lav, the iser that he did was neighbor, but that which turns it into the parsha of Ben Sari Rumayre is the fact that he was gluttonous in the act of eating and the specific situation of.
Probably. So the answer is don't have enough rias to say. You could say either way. You could say that the. You could say that the Maisa is, either way, one will have to say either that the Shiur of Achila is a Tanai in the Gneva, or the Maisa Gneva is a Tanai in the Shiur Achila. So either you have to bring a right to see what you're going to say. Go ahead.
When, in the beginning when we said that not really there was a Sosra, that we had a problem between the Mishnah and the Gemara, can we say that maybe one way maybe we can answer is that similarly the Yad Ramah brings a machlokas between Rashi and tells us how we interpret the
go ahead. How do you connect the dots?
I'm saying that according to Rashi, the way he interprets it, that we're taking the pasuk very literal, and that's what the way the Mishnah did it. When you said according to Tosos, he said Ben Samuel or so, we don't take it the literal pasuk, but we learn out. We learn out from there Ben Samuel or so, according to Tosos, and we don't take the literal pasuk of Ishus.
I don't see how the two would be connected. I don't think it's necessary. In other words, what we're saying is, again, I'm not saying anything in Chidushim over here, but what we're pointing out is just so solidly based in the Gemara and the Mishnah. So why? I don't see what you're saying, but I don't see hechreich to say
so
that way.
How do we answer?
They're both are correct. Both it is both. That's not a machlokes. Both are correct.
Right. So I'm saying that. I'm saying that maybe you can find Mashmot and Rashi and Tosos. I think though the Yad Ramah also brought it down that he said there's a clear distinction how the way Rashi and learn
correct,
Mar,
right,
Mar,
right,
Mar and the way Tosos. I can maybe you can say that they both are really correct. That really that there's a slight distinction is how you learn out that pasuk itself. Do we say that it's specifically on Ishus? Like, are we taking that pasuk literal and saying we're saying it's complete Ishus? Or do we say, like, more seemingly a little bit like Tosos, that really it's not really, it's not that we're taking literally Ishus, but really we're saying Ben some of the Gura so, like, the way that we answered the Gemara.
Let me think. I didn't think about it. Let me think about it. That's not the way I looked at it. I thought that the issue there is more of what's the defining characteristics of godless. But let me think about it some more. I didn't look at it that way. Good. The chinuch. When the chinuch quotes this mitzvah, shaloi leachom v'lishdois kederach zelu v'soyvei. Right? So again, what's the chinuch pointing out? The Rambam says. Again, how are we building this up? We're starting with the idea there is an einish of you. Is there einish? There must be an iser, right? The Gemara says an iser. There's an einish. There must be a lav. There must be an iser. What's the lav? Le'serch al adam. Good. Le'serch al adam. If you follow with the Yad Ramah, you're finished with the sugya. Le'serch al adam is either the Yad Ramah says he goes to the Rishalmi, when it's over Maisa Geneva, it's an unusual Maisa Geneva, a kid, a child from a father, eats in some other place, a huge amount. This Maisa Geneva is so heinous that it's such a bad simon that he's being nanash for the Maisa, but usually a Maisa Geneva you have to pay back. Usually a Maisa Geneva there's no Malkus. Over here, this Maisa Geneva is Yoyre Torah L'Soyv Data. Good. What would the Yad Ramah say about our Bavli? So that's either a machlokes or somehow have to patch up the two, which might be necessary, because it's a Michael referring to, because the Yad Ramah quotes the Bavli and gives the Bavli same playtime as the Yerushalmi. So there may be some way of putting it together. All right, but again, not for now. But the Rambam says, how did the Gemara come to the conclusion? Avlei Seichel Adam. The Seichel Adam is as lav shebechlolos includes so many things. Most of the things it includes have to do with Isurei Achila. Over here, the Rambam's saying, basically, the Gemara, the Rambam's pshat in the Gemara, Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, is that he was over Le Seichel Adam. Then the Rambam says, but how did Chazal come to understand that Le'soichal Adam means Le'soichal Achila that could end up leading to Dom? Says the Rambam, because the Torah says, Shenemar Zoylul V'soyvei, that the Iker Iser is the Achila. That the fact that the achila came through a gneva, that makes it an achila muchu eres. The fact that it's so much food and so much wine is achila muchu eres. The fact that that if it's a mice achila, there's any stitch of a mitzvah associated with it. It was a mice sheni dik a mitzvah. Not muchu eres. It was done as part of a mitzvah pidyon ben. All right, no longer mice muhesi achila muchu eres mitchlos v'ad soifer. Says the Rambam, how did Chazal understand How did they come to learn this pshat? In Leisechel Adam. Because what the parents are complaining about is not the Geneva. Right? The Torah is a pshat. The pasuk doesn't say, Gonvu Meisonu. They say, Zeilu Vesoyme. They look at what a Maisa Mechueres our son did. Shenema Zeilu Vesoyme. And the Gemara says, Zeilu is gluttonous. And Soyve is the same thing in drinking. So no, we'll get to it. We'll look it up. So the chinuch takes the next step. All right, what's the next step? There's a din of zel v'soyve. Shaloi lechol lishtois kederech zel v'soyve. Right, chinuch puts this as a mitzvah. Lav re mitzvah reish mem ches. The Rambam. Go ahead, Arthur.
But we just saw the Rambam, like, there's a reason the Rambam says it's the so called not a separate mitzvah, because that's a Gemara, so it's not a Kimon Al, so it's a Sefer HaKimon Al, it's a separate mitzvah. Then the Gemara is not a Kimon Al, who said, what's the Azhar, what's the mitzvah, that's so called the Sefer HaKimon
Al. So let's just see this Chinuch first, alright? Hamitzah Kuf Tzadihei. We should have done the Rambam for the Chinuch. Rambam, Sefer Mitzvah Rambam. Kuf Tzadihei. Shezironu miyois zoylel v'soyve b'machol v'mishta b'yimei ha'narvus u'betenoim ha'metu orim b'ben soyre u'moyre. V'u'omer yisale le'isechu al adam. The Rambam formulates a lav. Has to be. Gemara says that this child's getting punished for a lav. He's getting super punished because of Yor L'Sev Da'ite. But there has to be some mice, initial mice. The Roidev has to be a Roidev. The fact that he's scheming and planning to kill somebody, so then we have to take action. It has to be a Roidev. A Roidev Acher Ezocher. He has to do a mice Redifa. Here he has to do a mice Isur of Achila Ushtia, as the Rambam calls it, Achila Mechueres. Shtiyah mucheres bimei anarus, and he's over that lav. So this chinuch, when the chinuch quotes this, chinuch quotes shulei laharbois, v'achilu b'shtiyah mei anarus, v'tenam l'skorim v'shtarim ara, imash epirshu echol chazal, hazara lanu alzemi d'chsev le'yisoychol al-adam, shekein om epirshu sedrin, hazara l'zor m'mayin, the Gemara quotes our Gemara in Samach Gimel. To learn the Leisoich Lachila, she may be the Shechdom. Vechilas Oichel Vesove. Because of a Rambam, she zeh alav hulav bechlolos. Right? And Eino Yerochoi, kikshishiya ha'oinesh mefurish kloimar ha'oinesh mitzorim bayra, tainu mishpote shu beskila. So the Rambam says, that the reason why this lav shebechlolus is different than every other lav shebechlolus is because the Torah itself described the punishment. Otherwise, it could not get there couldn't be any chiyuv malchus or chiyuv misa. So again, we'll get back to this din of Malkus. Where does the Chinuch place, in what parsha does the Chinuch place the din of Shlo Lechol Melishtes Kederach Zel V'Soyve? Can't tell from here, right?
From Devarim?
No. Right? It should be in Devarim. Correct. Yeah, should be in Devarim. Should be Kiseitze. Where does the Chinuch place it?
Kedoshim.
Yeah, you can tell from here. Parshas Kedoshim. Why is it Parshas Kedoshim? Was that? Le'isoychol Adam. Okay, and?
Lashabachlolos.
right?
The Ramban?
I think so. Because the Chinuch sees it as primarily it's a lav of achilu mechleres, right? And as the Chinuch sees it, a lav is the violation of anhagas adam. Person such a boor, so the lav of the person's violating. According to the Chinuch, what a person's violating is it's true he's violating a mais achilu per se, but it's the achilu mechleres that it's the violation of just a tzuras ben adam that brings about the certainty that the Gemara has that yared l'seid dajonim that'll end up leading to no good. Yehuda?
What is how come one of the criteria for ben Torah Mora is gneida then? Should it be any case where he's eating a lot?
So we're getting ahead of ourselves, but the Gemara says it has to be an aveira, it has to be an achila shemamshich, an achila that becomes addictive, so to speak. So the apparently, what the Rav Shlomo is saying is that if a person is so committed to this achila that they're willing to steal, the Gemara says they have to steal from the father and eat it in a different place. They have to be able to steal and eat it with equanimity, without being afraid of getting caught, so to speak. So apparently the Gemara says it has to eat it like a ganav eats it. He has to eat it half cooked, half raw. So the Gemara understands that the maisa of zeilul v'sove is a maisa which indicates, in our language, some kind of addiction. So it indicates that he's lohod acharav. So if a person has food and wine available to them sitting in the pantry, all right, so then that doesn't indicate that eventually when it's not available to him, he's going to be the last of his abrius. But if a person is willing to steal that amount and then make sure that he's not interrupted, he's not caught, so that's when this foretells when the Torah says about this person that Yairid L'Saiv Daita. Right? Yaakov?
If we're saying that the Chinuch lists it in Kedoshim because of Kedoshim Tiyu,
yeah,
and because of the Isur being the violation of the Tzura of right. Being a Ben Adam, why wouldn't the Chinuch list in the beginning of Kedoshim? He lists at the end where...
No, I think what you're saying is right, that it's under...
Under Lo Tov L'Adam, which is at the end of the Parsha, I think.
Right. But the phrase that he uses, Shlei Lecho V'lishtes Keder Zol V'sove, that's that would... Also to eat a drink like a glutton. Right? Now the we're pointing out as the following. The Pashtus is we should say if it was only phrased, and this is the Rambam, which is the Chinuch, I think the Chinuch just amplifies it. That if the Iser would be if the Gemara describes the Iser as an Iser of eating something that ultimately leads to Shvichus Damim, right? So we would say that the nature of the Iser is, I mean, again, it'd be a strange and bizarre formulation, but that's the Chumash the Torah says. Oser Lechol, something which could be addictive. Right? Oser Lechol, something which, again, in modern terms, we would say... also to smoke crack, all right? Also to take heroin, right? Why? Because if that's a maaseh that could lead to shichus damim down the road. But the Rambam and then the Chinuch both formulated as being a person should not eat in a gluttonous fashion. So why didn't the Chinuch say oser lechol Dover sheyevir lidei shvichus dam, right? Shenemar leisechal adam. But instead, the Chinuch said sheloy la'arboyis ba'achilo ishtiyah b'mei anaros, v'tenom an diskarim. Right? Vashor olanu and the lav is leisechel adam. But the getter iser is shalechu l'shtois k'derech zol v'soyve.
Is the general derech of the Sefer Chinuch to list mitzvos by the Azhara or by the actual onesh?
Well, here
it's listed by the Azhara.
No, here it's listed by the Geder Hadover.
But no, it's listed by Lo Tochlo Adam, no?
No, that's where it's... That's it. Right. That's what... I misunderstood what you said. That the Chinuch would, I believe... was listed where the lab is, correct? That's correct. I thought you meant zero, sorry. Max, go ahead.
When they mention the Malchus, the Pusik seems to say that the Malchus is the Azara for the Mentor Amorim, but all these people are seeming to say that it's actually a punishment. Right? The Malchus are a punishment or it's a warning for the Mentor Amorim?
So the Malchus, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We will learn there's a Machlaikas. Is a machlokes as to whether the malchus is an oynesh or the malchus of the Torah is a form of musar. We'll learn that there's a machlokes whether there are two sets of malchus, only one set of malchus. Right, so if there are two sets of malchus, so one will be a malchus for an oynesh, and one will be a malchus for an azhara. Right, but again, we're getting way ahead of ourselves. Because the Torah over here says that it says v'yisroso. So the Torah teaches the din of Malchus with a different nusach. Alright? So then we'll discuss, that's Reb Chaim, I think the last Reb Chaim in the Sefer, where he explains it's a different kind of Malchus. But a little bit...
Based off that, you could answer the Kesef Mishnah's question on the Rambam that you gave us. That...
Correct. Right. That's one of the rayas. Yeah, go ahead.
So are you saying that there's a general lav, a lotokul al-adam, of someone being zol v'silve, and then Bentor Amora is a specific, more extreme case where X, Y, Z happens?
It would sound like from the Chinuch, correct.
So
right? Let's say this, we'll come to that point, we'll come back, hold that question.
Mishoshi
ha-mitzvah, lefi sh'roiv chatois, b'nei odom, yasud b'sibas riva echila v'ashtiyah. Says the Chinuch, what is mishoshi ha-mitzvah? What's the rationale of the mitzvah? What's the lima? What's the musar of the mitzvah? Right? So, l'chayram, we should say the musar of the mishnah is a person should not be such a. We would see the avera primarily in terms of a person should not get involved in a behavior which will ultimately make them into a criminal, right? And we had to discuss the Mishorshia Mitzvah and Sarah Meir. And the little we know about it right now. We would say a person should not engage in any activity that will alter, that could end up bringing them to the brink of murder and of robbing people. Most problems, most errors come because of our involvement in drinking and eating. Most errors come from a complacency, from a sense of excitement about materialism. Achil Ashti is one form of... the most available form of being materially driven. V'derech klal omru, mole krisis zoni bisha, kolei ma'achayim ili krisis, yobin onu lasitz chatom ram. V'inyin hu lefi, sham mezoni zim isla choymer, v'am v'spoinus b'muskul b'yiris elekid v'mitzvaysa v'yikorai, zi isla nefesh, v'am nefesh v'achoymer afeichim v'gomurim. So say for mitzvahs, and he's saying it in a more powerful way, that the Easter that the Ben Sarah Murray was over was that he was so involved, so entrenched in satisfying his gufnius, his material concerns, that does not leave room for a person to be involved in his bainus in Yerushalayim. All right? So how did the Sefer HaChinuch move from Ben Tzora Moira to such an elegant discussion of a Musa Shmuz? Right? The Ben Tzora Moira is a person, in our minds, I use the addict only because it makes our minds, it's easier to wrap our minds around it. If a person, if you have a discussion, an orientation discussion about the evils of addiction, and how addiction can lead a person to lead a life that's entirely wanton and destructive. So the Musar Haskel would not be, don't get too involved in materialism. Materialism and Ruchnis and Gashmis don't work well together. It's a different world. Right? But you see from the way the Chinuch understands the love that one was over here, is that the love that one was over was a violation of Zoyle V'soyve, L'Sorchel Adam. And that's why the Chinuch sees this as being an extension of Kedoshim to you, and the Chinuch sees that the Mishor Shea Mitzvah is that this is indicative of, what the Torah is describing for us is an extreme fashion of a commonplace problem. Right? So, okay, go ahead, Gersh.
So now, shouldn't there be a system where if someone's not this age and the parents and the whatever it is, where just an average Joe who's 35 years old, who's old, the Soviet should get Malkus because of what's so well known?
Should there be? Oh, so the answer is it's a lav shebichlalos, right? The answer is that he's not getting malchus because lav shebichlalos. In other words, the Rambam would say that the Torah only that allowed for malchus and for to carry out the various onshim in a very specific event of the Zol V'Sovei. Alright? The love is there. In fact, if anything, you get a great insight into the way the Rambam would understand the Lav Shebichlolos. What Gersh is pointing out is a tremendous insight into the whole parsha. There is according to Chinuch, the Torah is describing for us is an Isur that is really addresses a person in the normal routine of life and even in a more elegant fashion than Ben Tzora Moira. Ben Tzora Moira we see as the underbelly of life, so to speak, right? But the Torah addresses that through the context of Ben Tzora Moira. By again, the Torah is pointing out to us, and this speaks the idea of a lav shebichlolos. What the Torah is pointing out to us is that the Ben Tzora Moira is an extreme, extreme representation of a person who's what we call Magushim. He's too involved in Gashmis. Again?
Shouldn't it be Davka Na'akushimit?
No, because the Gemara discusses that. The Gemara discusses it because that a person will not be Mamshach Acharav. Person will not be. It has to be something that, again, can create an addiction.
Why can't Nakushim?
Probably either because of availability or because that's a Dover Mechura in itself. A person is. We see practically, a person could be. It's like a person who's addicted to smoking won't smoke on Shabbos. Right? No, that's not Mishach Acharav. Then,
but the other lav in L'Sochel Al-Dam are not as, meaning, correct. Some of them are embedded in physicality, but a lot of them, like the Dam Mizrach, is not.
Right, so that's why the Chinuch is very careful to say that the mitzvah is, the din is Zoyle V'Soyve. The Rambam also had it. The Rambam's Nusach, it's Sefer HaMitzvah, is Shizironu B'Yois Zoyle V'Soyve, V'Me'anarus. Right? So that's exactly what you're saying, because Leisurch Ladam is such a wide range of halachas.
But they're all, the common denominator is that there's some.
Is that they fit in the lashon of the Ladam?
Okay.
Common denominator is that they fit in the lashon. I think so.
Okay.
Maybe you can do a better job than me, but
okay.
Look at the Gemara. It's the best I can do. Go ahead.
So the since it's a lav shebechlalos, therefore those lavens don't get malchus.
Correct.
And only Ben Saramura gets it because it's a lot more, it's a lot worse than even.
The Rambam that's in the ninth Shoyrish Dron discusses why a lav shebechlalos doesn't get malchus, and the Ramban there has a sogus on the Rambam. One could easily say that it's very hard to give hasra on a lav shebechlalos. Right? If you go over to a person who's eating in a gluttonous fashion and you would say to him, where's the hasra? Connect the dots. Right? So hasra per se is very hard to give on lav shebechlalos. So that could be the reason why there's no hasra on lav shebechlalos. Right? Now, having said that, but there's malchus in Ben Saramara, right? So the machloik is exactly when there is malchus, but we will develop different ways of learning pshat in the malchus. Either you can learn pshat in the malchus as that this is an exception to lav shebechlalos, and the reason for that would be because the Torah says v'yisroisa. So you have the Torah itself drew the exception to it. Or we could come to discuss that there could be different purposes to Malchus. And that's why it said V'yisroi. So. Okay? But you have to have sugis for that. Effie.
According to the Athena, has the Asra version to you? Or like,
what do you mean Asra?
I mean, when they are master, but when they give them Asra, that's all right.
Yeah. So we're also getting ahead of ourselves. We will discuss later on whether the according to Rambam, okay, let's follow Effie's question. According to Rambam, the Hasra of Ben Saramara is Hasra Shebechol Torah Kul. All right? According to other Rishonim, that's a different kind of Hasra. All right? So, Lech Oira, and I will have to, I don't remember this well enough to be sure of this, but Lech Oira, the Hasra is going to be Lesechol Adam. Right, but that was the Reb Chaim's comment that I directed you to in the Reb Chaim Ol Rambam Hilchas Gerushin was where Reb Chaim raises the point that how could the Gemara have a Havamina to say that the Ben Sarah Mur should not be Bechlal Mitzvahs. How could there be such a Havamina? There's a din of Asra. There's a din of Eidos. You can't have Eidos Shaloi Bifnei Baldin. So there couldn't be such a Havamina. It's impossible. I don't need a Svar. I don't need Shaloi Bolachal Mitzvahs. I need a Pasuk. The moment you tell me there's Asra, I know that the criminal has to be a Bar Chiyuvah because Ein Me'in El Mufanov. So Reb Chaim says, the Gemara entertained the possibility that since it's Nidon Al Shem Seifoi, there should be a Katan, and the Din Eidos is a Din of Alma. Doesn't mean describe what Din of Alma is. Right? L'chara means it's not like Zeres HaKosef. Just like it's Ben Veloy Baz, it's also Zeres HaKosef. Again, we'll get to later on. We'll explain later on deeper that that you could have Eidos and Asra all being part of creating the Maisi Isra. It could all be Tanoi Maisi. That could be, that's where I understood what the Reb Chaim was saying, Zina B'Alma. Yaakov showed me the Margolis, said, Yom is a different Pshat Zina B'Alma. His Pshat in Reb Chaim was to identify the Ben Sarah Mura as a destructive individual. He said, just like the Margolis says, just like you kill a snake, you kill a rattler, because it's dangerous. So the purpose of the Eidos of here is not to be part of administering a Maisa Oinesh, but here the purpose of the Eidos was to identify that this is a rattler, it's a bad snake, it's a poisonous snake. Right? So instead of bringing bring a psychologist to say it's a different kind of asra, a different kind of edus. That's an interesting chiddush. So that's what when we were discussing the base of Medrash. So the Pshat and Margolis Hayom, who said Pshat and Ramchayim, is that normally the halacha of edus of Ein Me'idin El Bafonov is part of the din of Beitzilu Eda. It's part of the din of the basin has to try to avoid Chiyuv Misa. Over here, it's fakared. The whole approach of the basin is Yodin L'Soiv Da'ayta Shal Adam. So that's why in this case, the Eidus Da'asra, the Talach of the basin is a different process. So that's what the Margolis Hayom is saying. Here the process to identify is this Taka, is this the bad news that we think this is? Go ahead.
According to Rashi, can you say that the Edus, that the Edom are the parents? That they're the ones that are given?
No, we're going to discuss later on.
No. And according to the Rambam, how is he saying that it's normal Edus? When do we have our kids of Edus where they give Masra after?
Good. Yeah, it's all part, it's all the last of Chaim. We'll discuss and come to it. Go ahead.
So the Lav Shebechalos is all these drashos of Lo Sochel Al Adam, right?
Correct.
So how does that address Gershi's question about a 35-year-old?
No, this is good. So I thought that Gershi gives us an insight into how a Lav Shebechalos works. And as why is a Lav Shebechalos a Lav She'ein Boy Malkus? So Pasha is Gnu Hasra. But what Gershi is pointing out is that the Torah is establishing an Iser by describing the most extreme form of the Iser. But the Iser is much broader than the most extreme form. The most extreme form gives us insight into the generally prohibited Maisa.
But only the extreme form is Malkus.
Correct. Right? But again, so now we're going to this other parsha of the source of Malkus, which we'll get to. Right? Hold on to it, make a note of it. It'll become very clear later on. Go ahead.
Can we say that the whole point of the Lasha Chalos over here and the whole point of the Maisa Isser in the first place is just to have something to build off of? Meaning we can't give any form of, I don't want to use the word punishment, we can't give any bad result, let's just say, to keep things general, to this Ben Sora Mori unless he did an actual action that we can build off of. So even though there's an action that right now doesn't even have a punishment in the first place, for this
option
of
flawless. So if you have a raya, in other words, to say that I need a maisa in order to be magdir as ben sara moira, right? In other words, I need a maisa vicious. Right? So the answer is that's very possible. It's very possible that and what we're pointing out is l'chayra that's not the pashtus, right? Why? In other words, it's possible to say that the Maisa Achila is simply a Maisa that's Magdir, just like Habol Hargacha. So Habol Hargacha was the Oiver Alav at this point. But he did a Maisa which is Magdir, he's dangerous. Right? That's what Yaakov said in B'Shein Margol Sayyam. He's a snake. Right? So I need a maisa in order to say the guy's a snake. So l'chora, that would be pshat. Elamai, the reason why I would think that that's not the pashtus. You need some raya for that. Let me step back. I think that is part of the parsha, but I don't think it's the only part of the parsha. Why? Because if that would be the case, I wouldn't need Shleih Bolach Al Mitzvahs.
Isn't that once he has the Maisa, real Avera, meaning
okay, so once you say that, then we're saying the same thing. If you'll say that I need a Maisa Iser, and that then becomes is what I need to be Magdir, fine, I'll go with that.
But the punishment is totally separate from the Maisa Iser, meaning I have a Maisa Iser that has no punishment, and now that I have something that I can stick a punishment on.
So l'chora that you can't say for two reasons. Number one, the Gemara says, where else do we find that the Lashon HaGemara So unless you're going to say that the Gemara in the Maskana rejected that assumption, and the other reason why I would be hesitant to say it is because the Rambam said for mitzvahs, right? The Rambam said because the Gemara said mechimel, right? Where is the Azhara? Azhara Musari Nayan. So if Azhara means that he's being nanish for something, and you know, came Azirin.
Once you're doing a punishable action, I can come and give you a totally separate punishment. Meaning, the einish is different than the asara.
That's true.
But I'm not getting a punishment. I'm not getting the classic punishment for that lav. The classic punishment for the lav is going to be the malchus.
That's,
now there's an outside factor that I have something to stick it on. I need something physical. I need a real punishment.
That's all true. I would go along with that. Yeah, but again, as long as you don't lose sight of that, as long as we accept that the maisa that you're calling the maisa that you're sticking on is a maisa iser,
yeah.
Right? Okay. So what do we develop? Well, the sheer pticha of ben sera mara is Rabbi Nasi begins the sugya ben sera mara by defining that it only applies to a gadol. That's the and now we have to go on to discuss a specific kind of gadol. All right. That's what we discuss. What Mary was saying before, samach legvura, samach leishas, and that's the next shir. We'll discuss that. All right. But the opening shir, the opening mishnah. Is the Asbir Gadol. Why is that the opening sugya? Why is the opening sugya Yorda Torah L'Soiv Daitan Yom Mazakel Yom Mazchayim? Why is the opening, what's the Maisi Iser? So, again, it's not a kasha, but once you see this, once you understand it, then you understand where Rav Yonasi is coming from. So we pointed out, based on the consistency of the Mishnah, based on the Lashon and Samach Ches Amid Beis, and then based on the Gemara and Samach Amid Aleph, that the ma'isa which defines the person as a minser mara is a ma'isa iser. It is over a lav. He's over the lav le'sochel adam. Rambam, again, the Yad Ramah will quote a Yerushalmi that's le'sig noivu, right, by machloikas, exactly what the ma'isa iser is. Says Rambam, and then the chinuch develops further, it's the violation of zoylel v'soyve. Le'sochel adam is the lav, but the geder halav is that a person is becoming a zeil of a saive. Right? Chinuch goes a step further and says that there's a din, everybody has a din of not being a zeil of a saive. The din, and that's a, and the chinuch, the and the, even though the specific Iser, the specific violation is Zoylu Vasovi Kederech Ben Sermer, Kederech Ben Yonaros. But it's a, and that's the Lav. And that's the Maisa Iser. The Torah then says, but the consequence of getting Skila, that's Hashem Ma'aseh. That's Yerushalayim Sev Daitei. Right? Now you already saw in the Rishonim exactly what does it mean Yerad Torah L'Sev Daitei. Does that mean it'll ultimately become a Reitzeiach and therefore he gets Chiyuv Skila, or he'll ultimately become a Reitzeiach and become a Chalal Shabbos and he'll do a Maisei Iser which will give him Skila? But that's all Yerad Torah L'Sev Daitei Shalada. So then we went a step further, all the Torah's Hakdama. And that is that we're going to come across the Gemara that says that Ben Sera Mara Lehoyim Vele Nivra. We'll discuss it. And the Gemara will say Ela Drosh V'Kabel Schar. So what's Pshat in Drosh V'Kabel Schar? Again, as a, we'll discuss it with greater Omkus. Balatanya says it's to understand a greater element of the Rabbonu Shel Olam, part of Chochmas Elokis. Many other svarim say that drosh v'kabel schar because there are certain concepts that are important for people to understand. So l'chayra, what we saw in the chinuch is one particular understanding of drosh v'kabel schar, and that is drosh means understand that the Torah is teaching an idea to Klal Yisrael, and teaching an idea to Klal Yisrael through a very extreme example. The idea that the extreme example provides for us is when a person has a life that is mugusham, so then totally focused on materialism, then there is no place for his blindness and no place for Yerushalayim. So that kind of life can only become a destructive kind of life. In other words, what bothers us so much in the whole Parsha and Sarah Moira is that what happened to Tshuva? What happened to what happened to the epiphany? What happened to the moment when a person gets turned around? Why is that shut out? So the emes is the hilin ivra. There is no such thing as a life that is so devoid of a moment that the moment can't happen. But the Torah is describing to us, giving us this the concept that materialism shuts out his blindness in Yerushalayim. It gives us the concept in the most extreme example, which cannot happen. But when you see this description, so then it gives one pause to the importance of almost pulling back from the Gashmias in order to make sure there's more room for his blindness in Yerushalayim. All right, that's the Shir Pitachah.
Is there a Navin here? Yeah, 30 minutes.